The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
This may be a little too personal, but I don't think so. If you were listening yesterday, you know that we were simulcasting with Tampa, Florida. Many of you know that our parent company, Salem Media, has radio stations all over America. We've got, I don't know what the present count is, but I believe it's over 100 radio stations all over the country. We obviously have a cluster here in Columbus. We have three radio stations that we operate here in Columbus. We also have a cluster in Tampa. And my dear friend Bill Bunkley is their afternoon talk show host. I believe he's on the same time down in Tampa that I am. And we have traveled on several trips with the Bible League, and we've become good friends. He's a good man. But he had a bout with leukemia, and he almost died. It was very, very serious. And if you're a longtime listener, you know that I filled in 3 days a week for months for Bill Bunkley while he was undergoing treatment. He was in a cancer center and so on and so forth. Well, he's been back on the air now for quite some time, but he is still facing the aftermath of the cancer, the leukemia, and sometimes things just flare up suddenly, and that happened yesterday. And very just last minute, the folks down in Tampa contacted us and said, "Hey, Bill, can't go on the air. Could we simulcast today?" "Sure, of course." Well, I'm happy to report Bill is back on the air today. And the only reason I mention that is I hope you pray for him. His name is Bill Bunkley. Very well known all over the state of Florida. He's very, very involved in the political scene in Florida. Very respected, not only talk show host, but mover and shaker in Florida politics as well. And he has just been a trooper through this. He has been through so much, suffered so much. And when you think of him, pray for him. He's a fellow talk show host, and he holds down the fort in Tampa, Florida, on WTBN there in Tampa. So I just, if you were listening yesterday, you knew we were in Tampa, and I just wanted to explain to you why and what was happening. This is going to be an interesting lawsuit to watch. A former Virginia Tech soccer player is suing her former coach and Virginia Tech. Here's the story. A former NCAA Division I soccer player has filed a lawsuit against her former coach for allegedly engaging in, quote, a campaign of abuse and retaliation after she refused to kneel during the national anthem. Her name is Kirsten Henning. She played for the Virginia Tech women's soccer team. She was a starter on the varsity team. She was a walk-on. She didn't have a scholarship. She was a walk-on, but she was good enough that she became a starter. In the lawsuit, she has alleged that the head coach, Chugger Adair, what a name for a coach, Chugger Adair, opposed her political views, and because she was conservative and because she refused to kneel for the national anthem, He ridiculed her, bullied her, benched her, and forced her to leave the team. The lawsuit says Kirsten Hinning's stance was costly, too costly. Her coach dislikes Hinning's political views because she refused to kneel. He benched her, subjected her to repeated verbal abuse, and forced her off the team. She's 21 years old. She walked onto the team in 2018, was a starting player as a freshman and sophomore, and in a 2020 game against the University of Virginia, the coach insisted that the team kneel for the national anthem. She refused. She refused. Quote, Coach Adair berated Hinning for her stance. He singled her out, verbally attacking her, pointing a finger directly in her face. He denounced Hinning for blanking and moaning, for being selfish and individualistic, and for doing her own thing, the lawsuit alleges. She also alleges the coach did not retaliate against the one other player who stood for the national anthem because the parents had previously told the coach about the player's views and so on and so forth. Hinning alleges that in two separate games against Clemson and the University of North Carolina, Coach Adair unreasonably ostracized her and benched her purely for her political views. Virginia Tech has been under recent fire for First Amendment issues. That's another instance. Anyway, we'll keep an eye on that. She has sued her coach and Virginia Tech for belittling her and kicking her off the team because of her political views. We'll see how that goes. Twitter, Facebook, other social media platforms have been censoring, particularly conservatives now, for quite some time. And comparisons have been made to communist countries. Well, listen to this. Headline, China unveils new app that allows citizens to report others for denying the excellency of the Chinese Communist Party. Interesting. The latest such tool is a, quote, hotline that citizens in China will be able to use to report others who are critical of the ruling and only party, the Communist Chinese Party, as well as the official version of the country's history, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You can download it on your computer. You can download it on your phone. And you are encouraged to report fellow citizens who might be critical of the Chinese Communist government. The new hotline, in the form of a website but also an app, has been unveiled by China's Cyberspace Administration of China, with the internet regulator saying it aims at stopping the spread. Now, here's what really caught my attention. Its aim is stopping the spread of what's known as misinformation. Now, who determines whether it's misinformation? The Chinese Communist government. If the Chinese Communist government considers it to be misinformation, the individual posting it can be prosecuted. Now, we're not quite there, but if you are a part of Twitter or Facebook, all of you have seen people banned, put into what's lovingly called Facebook jail, because the people at Facebook determined that it was politically incorrect, it was misinformation, and so on and so forth. Remember what I say all the time? When you choose a path to travel, Don't look at where it will take you in 5 miles, 10 miles. Look at where it will take you in 500 miles, 1,000 miles. It is not hard to see where Twitter, Facebook, and other social media platforms controlled by the liberal left, and Twitter and Facebook are, it wouldn't take much for this to move in the direction of what's happening in communist China, where a central authority decides what is worthy to post or even discuss. No, we're not where communist China is, but we're sure on that road. There is no doubt about it. Frightening, isn't it? It should be. It should be frightening.
Talk radio that makes a difference.
Makes a difference.
This is Bob Burney Live.
Let me just say one other thing about what's going on in Columbus. Pray for our Columbus police tonight. There are going to be protests. Pray they do not become violent. Our police are going to be encountering hatred, anger, vitriol, and possibly violence. And it's interesting, one of our local TV stations is quoting a neighbor who saw the event unfold yesterday. This is a neighbor of Makia Bryant, where the shooting occurred yesterday. And I quote, "If the officer hadn't done what he did, I think we'd have two girls dead." That's a neighbor. Quote, "If the officer hadn't done what he did, I think we'd have had two girls dead." Will that make any difference to people who just want to riot? Nope. Let me get as much of this in as I possibly can, because you need to understand what's going on. Earlier in the program, I advised you that a drag queen, which is a perverse man dressing up like a woman, that would seem to indicate some serious psychological issues, but he, in his drag queen persona, is beginning a television program for children. Drag queen. Yeah, for children. And I said, they're coming after your kids, but they're also coming after you, and there is an increasing effort to normalize the abnormal. To normalize the abnormal, normalize the perverse, normalize evil. This morning I came across an article from Psychology Today, a well-respected journal here in America, Psychology Today. And the title of the article is "Scenes of Mundane Polyamorous Life." Now, let me quick say, when you choose to travel down a road, don't look at where it's going to take you in 100 miles. Look where it's going to take you in 500 or 1,000 miles. When we began redefining marriage and the family, when you start traveling down that road, I assure you, two men, two women is not the end. No, once you start traveling down that road, there is no way that you're going to stop there. Polygamy, polyamorous, is farther down the road, but we are traveling that road very quickly. This is a psychologist writing in Psychology Today, Scenes of Mundane Polyamorous Life. And I'm going to run out of time here. Let me read just some quick quotes about polyamorous life. Sexuality is one element of polyamorous life, but for most poly folks, their emotional and social relationships form the mainstay of daily life. Rather than a constant orgy, most polyamorous folks spend their evenings gaming, helping their kids with homework, managing the family calendar, doing dishes or folding laundry while watching TV. What is the point of this whole article? The point of the whole article is polyamorous people are just like you. They're not strange. They're not different. They do what you do. They wash dishes. They fold laundry. They watch TV. Quote, a documentary on polyamory celebrates the daily lives of folks in polyamorous relationships with photographs and a soundtrack of the people in the photos talking about their lives. Originally envisioned as a project to help destigmatize consensually non-monogamous relationships by creating empathy, the Open Photo Project includes hundreds of photos with over 100 people in polyamorous and other forms of consensually non-monogamous relationships. The author of this article admits the documentary that she was watching, the main purpose was to destigmatize, to normalize the abnormal, and to show you, they may be, you know, five, six living together. You know, two men, four women, three men, six women, two men. But they're just like you. They just want to be happy. And yeah, this is in Psychology Today. A concerted effort to make you and I think that the abnormal is normal. And for you and I to think that if we oppose this, we are the ones that are abnormal. Yeah, we are the ones that are abnormal. Folks, the farther we go in this direction, the more weird and strange you and I are going to become in the eyes of the world around us. But that's okay. Jesus called us to be peculiar people. So it's okay. Stand for truth. Hey, folks, have a great, great evening, but please remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.